This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Mazo FinTech is engaged in a financial technology platform that develops and implements a service that enables local citizens to use a credit card to make expenses and cost overhead payments. They developed JomSettle as the first financial technology platform in Malaysia that enables settlement of payments for the underserved payee and payment recipients that do not have credit card receiving facilities. To find out more, I'm here with Falco Lee. Good morning, Falco.
Hi, good morning, Frida.
Okay, this is a lot of interesting developments have happened. I know recently you've just started working with Cradle, but we'll talk about that later. A little bit about yourself, Falco. Where did you come from? You know, what's your background?
Hi, everyone. And thank you again, Frida, for hosting me. I'm actually a Sabahan from Sadakan. That's where actually my father was born. And I'm considered a Sabahan. But of course, I've born here. I've been here for the past 20 over years. I've been studying in the UK and I've also took up professional courses in Hong Kong as well. Actually, I've been running a consulting business in the area of IT process improvement and information security compliance, benchmarking against international standards for the past 16 years. When I first started this business, it was very heavy on cash flow. And I remember I have to sell an asset and borrow from my family as capital. Right. Hiring senior experienced consultants are expensive. Hiring third-party international appraisers and engaging on international strategic bodies are expensive. Right. So that's when I look into fintech and try to help SMEs on their cash flow.
Okay, so when you started the JomSettle bit, right? I mean, what gap were you trying to fill?
As I mentioned, I've started my own consulting boutique house 16 years ago. During that time, I still remember the cash flow was tight. As a first starter entrepreneurs in the industry, I have to hire experienced consultants. I have to pay operational expenses before even I can actually bill my clients. So the OPEX is really very heavy. So that's when I saw, can I tap onto my credit cards on these heavy expenses where all these recipients that I've mentioned just now do not have a credit card receiving facilities.
Right.
So that is one of the area that I want to close the gap.
Right. Do you have an indication of the underbanked in Malaysia?
Basically, I think as many people is aware, SMEs and micro SMEs, I would say 90% of them are underbanked. Mm. Reason being is that because they don't have enough assets, and the conventional banks are normally looking at 3 to 5 years track records. Mm. Of course, there are actually some government subsidies, but unfortunately, it cannot reach all of our SMEs friends here.
Right.
So that's when I saw the opportunity where we can actually tap into credit cards for to help the cash flow of these SMEs.
Right. Okay. Very, very interesting, right? Okay. So now it's JomSettle is the first virtual credit card terminal in Malaysia. Are you still the only one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the first fintech to be admitted into the National Technology and Innovation Sandbox, NTIS, spearheaded by Mosty, right? So what? How does it work? How does JomSettle work? Say I am an SME. So just take me through that journey.
Okay. So basically, first of all, a lot of people have actually mistaken us for payment gateway, right? So I need to clarify that first. So to put into layman term, our function is like a payment gateway, but our business model is totally different.
Right.
You may take us like an universal payment gateway for everyone, platform as a service.
Right.
So JomSettle connect credit card users to non-credit card accepting parties, meaning now you can pay anyone using your credit card without the need of a credit card terminal, website, payment gateways, at anywhere and anytime through our platform. So for example, you can pay your landlord, your suppliers, your mortgages and loans, your company secretary fees, your auditing fees, your property down payment, your property stamp duty, your legal fees, and even your staff salaries with your credit card.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
So this is okay. Now the other question is then how do you ensure that they can reserve cash in hand? So I mean the thing is also like, are you then in a way getting them into debt? That's also the other concern.
Okay. So it's actually our responsibility to actually educate our users and also the public. So we will always say it, only when you expect receivables from your customers, then only you use Zoom Settle. The reason being is that you can then utilize the interest-free period comes along with your credit cards. When your customer pays you in 60 days, for example, you pay back your credit card in full.
Right.
So when as and when you do not foresee any payments from the customers or from your clients or even funding that is coming in, do not use Zoom Settle yet.
Okay.
That is what the message they want to bring to the public.
Right.
So that they are fully aware, fully educated, and there are actually many benefits that comes along by using Zoom Settle besides easing their cash flow.
Okay. What are the other benefits?
Those areas like, for example, rewards points that comes with your credit cards, right? So I quote an example. One of our users sold off his property. And before he received his full payments for the property, he needs to settle the memorandum of transfer stamp duty that cost him about 100,000. So basically now using Zoom Settle, he have paid off this 100,000 for a fee of 2.5%, which is 2,500 ringgit. But the air miles that comes with these expenses was worth 6,000 ringgit.
Hmm.
You know, basically a return tickets to Europe. So it depends on how you outsmart the credit cards, rewards points, and also the billing cycle. Using Zoom Settle can have more benefits, and one of them are rewards. Mm.
Okay, so you definitely your target market is the business owner, the micro SMEs kind of thing.
Yes, correct.
That's just the space. So not so much the individual, so to speak, right? How many users are currently using Zoom Settle?
We have about more than 2,000 users registered, and we are growing.
Right. Okay. And so, how can you turn your monthly expenses into reward points? How does that work?
So basically, it is like you mentioned just now. There's SMEs section. There's micro SME sections where we are talking about entrepreneurs, business owners, right? So that's also a use case for individuals, right? So as an individual, you must be thinking, why should I use my credit cards to pay for my rent when I have to pay the additional 2.5% transaction fee to Zoom Settle? So while you can, as I mentioned just now, while you can actually convert your expenses into credit card rewards points, then it maybe makes some sense that now if I could convert my expenses using Zoom Settle, I can ease my cash flow for, let's say, you are gig workers, you have not received your payments, I need to pay for my mortgage, I need to pay for my loans, I need to pay for my rent, right? So in such a situation, the rewards points that comes along with credit cards could actually offset the fees while you are going through certain hurdles or while you are actually going through certain downtime, right? Especially now, gig economy is actually growing. So individual here, the individual target that we might be targeting and might be able to help are the gig economies, actually.
Right. Okay. I'm here with Falcon Lee from Mazer FinTech talking about Zoom Settle. We'll talk a little bit about you getting on the Cradle program in just a moment. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Budding Fresh Ministers, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. If you just join us, it's Open for Business. I'm here with Falco Lee from Mazer FinTech talking about Jom Settle, which is the first financial technology platform in Malaysia that enables settlements of payments for the underserved payee and payment recipients that did not have credit card receiving facilities. I know so recently you just got on the accelerator program with Cradle?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Tell me more.
Yeah, we are extremely delighted to be selected as the top 33 startups among about more than 600 startups applicants to participate in the first cohort of the My Startup Accelerator program. Special thanks to Mosty, Cradle, and also Nexia for their belief in Jom Settle.
Okay, so this program will start when and, you know, what happens through this process?
We have started the Kickstart event last week. Mm-hmm. The first mentoring session has actually, in fact, just completed yesterday. So it will happen for the next 6 months. And we will be going through mentoring sessions by some of the very successful mentors and attending some masterclass hosted by some well-known speakers.
Right. So I'm interested, and I guess, you know, getting on this program, what is important for you? I mean, is it what do you feel is sort of missing to take your business to the next level?
I think growth, finding the right ecosystem partners, finding the industry mentors, and also finally is actually the opportunity to get investments is actually among the few reasons we joined this accelerator program.
Right. So that's one of the things moving forward, you're looking for more funding in that sense.
Yes, yes. So as an opportunity within this program, there's actually opportunity for investment from various venture capital. Mm. And as well as opportunity to receive a grant amount of up to 600,000 from Cradle, right. Mosty. Yes.
Right. Okay. Say you get your funding, say you get your investors and all that, right? What is growth plans with the funding? What do you hope to achieve with, you know, additional funding?
Okay, so the first thing we are looking at is actually, of course, to grow our to let everyone knows about Jom Settle so that we could help more SMEs and micro SMEs out there. Next is actually looking into extending further the product offering, especially in the area of extending cash in hand by structuring the repayment of their credit cards into installments. Right. We are working with the bank now, and we hope that we could actually launch it very soon. Mm. So now users using Jom Settle only can actually be benefited through the 45 to 55 interest-free period, but they have an option to turn these expenses into installments and therefore could help them extend the cash in hand further.
Okay. Actually, what is your go-to-market strategy right now? What kind of marketing do you do?
Okay. For now, we are actually doing very organic advertisement and marketing and promotion. If you notice, I think for the past 2 weeks, there will be actually e-buntings along Jalan Bukit Bintang and also Times Square area that actually showcase Jom Settle branding and what we can do. At the same time, if you do a Google search, for example, pay rent with credit cards, pay vendors with credit card, we have do very excellent SEOs, and we are ranked number one in the Google ranking. So these are some of the very organic way of doing it. At the same time, we also partner with Halal Development Corporation to help the halal industry. We also partner with property agents and agencies, iProperty, as well as Viva Homes and Propnex, to assist property buyers and also tenants to use Jom Settle through their property transactions.
Right. Okay. Actually, what's the business model for you? Where do you earn your revenues then?
Basically, it's the pay-per-use revenue, the 2.5%. And of course, this is just the beginning. Eventually, we are looking into also doing micro-lending and also micro-businesses. So those will be the new revenue stream that will be coming in.
Right. And when you look at all this, right, I mean, is this something that can be replicated outside Malaysia if you want to grow this brand overseas?
Oh, yes, yes. Basically, our part of the expansion as well, to after the funding is in, is to establish our presence in countries like Indonesia, Philippines, and Thailand. Mm. So yes, there's actually a lot of growth opportunities. Mm. So Jom Settle being the first among so many players, fintech players out there to be regulated and a sandbox in this area, I think we become a benchmark in terms of this business in this area to the other countries.
Right. Okay. And, you know, when you look at these concerns, you're saying, you know, business concerns, business overhead, such as rent, supply invoices, legal fees, staff salaries, right? What seem to be the biggest challenge with SMEs?
I think the first thing is definitely cash flow. Right.
Okay.
Definitely going back to what we have discussed in the beginning, cash flow basically is the lifeblood of any businesses. So during the pandemic, you know, we have seen many SMEs close down. We have also seen big brands that have been closing down. Right.
Mm.
So the main thing is really not about the sales book that they have, how much contracts they have got, but really about when they receive the payments and during
cash
this
in
period.
Hand, huh?
Yes, yes, exactly. Cash in hands. And as I mentioned also just now, these friends and these people, these business owners, they are actually underbanked. So the only way they can currently they are doing is that most likely they are going to friends and family. They are going to cash advance from the credit cards, which is very expensive, and also maybe a personal loans, right? And that actually is really eating into personal capacity and really stressing them out. And this facility that I've mentioned just now is not revolving, right? Mm-hmm. So with Jom Settle, their credit card is always revolving. As long as they pay back their credit card in full, they can use the facility again next month.
Right. Okay. Okay. So, okay. Now, I guess in terms of your team, how large is your team? Who goes into the R&D of the product?
Okay. So as a fintech players, we are very lean. We optimize our resources and also we rely a lot on automations and robotics technology. So our headcounts are about 10 people. Including myself. Most of the R&D, I personally sit down with the team and the process, the risk mitigation, the entire SOPs of the company, and also UI, UX, everything I sit down with the team. I have important people with me, the founding team member. We have a chief innovation officer. We have a chief marketing officer. We have a CEO with us and also a CTO with us.
Right. Okay. And what have you learned about yourself as an entrepreneur? Is this your first time as an entrepreneur?
No. Actually, as an entrepreneur, is a bit different from where I begin. Starting a startup in a highly regulated industry, facing the public is my first business, basically, in this area. The challenge is really about finding the right time to launch your products. First thing, go to the regulator and also the licensee to look into what are the regulations relating to these new ideas that you have. And actually, one of the main thing I've learned is that start raising funds as soon as you are ready.
Okay.
And there's no perfect time for raising funds, actually.
Right.
It's actually now.
Time is now. Okay. Thanks for spending your morning with me. I've been speaking to Falcon Lee, talking about Jom Settle, and you've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.